here. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing quite well. And you guys?
Doing good. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Yeah, it's a whole new look, a whole new year.
How is it a whole new look, dare I ask?
I don't know. I'm just trying to be optimistic.
Well, let's talk about the membership drive. This is a prime time to talk about that.
This is the time of year when we send out information to all current members and prospective members of the Lyon County Historical Society. You can join the Historical Society for as little as $30 for an individual or $50 for a family. We also have business memberships. If you'd like to hear more about that, just give us a call here at the History Center, 340-6310. We'll be happy to clue you in as to the great benefits and joy of becoming a member of the Lyon County Historical Society.
Well, what kind of benefits will lead to that joy that we can expect at the History Center by becoming a History Center member, Greg?
Well, you get discounts in the gift shop. You get discounts for rental of our third floor space, that beautiful third floor space, discounts for rental there. And so, take advantage of that. We have people do that all the time. They have an event coming up. They'd like to use our space. We tell them about the option of becoming a member. So it helps us. It helps them. So, yeah.
Well, you have your big annual meeting that is just about 1 month away, isn't it?
Yes. On February 8th, that's a Tuesday, starting at 6 o'clock, we'll have our Lyon County Historical Society 84th annual meeting. That, again, starts at 6 with a happy hour with refreshments. We will be talking, we have a small business meeting. We'll be talking about bylaw changes, Board of Trustees election, and we'll talk about what happened in 2021 and a look ahead to 2022. So that's Tuesday, February 8th, starting at 6 o'clock here at the Lyon County History Center.
Well, as you mentioned here about the store, but it sounds like your museum store offerings are expanding now.
We are totally reworking the museum store. We are adding things all the time. Some of the things that we have currently are the new Kansas Guidebook Number 2, written by Marcy Penner and Wendy Rowe. It's a fabulous book. Talks about every community in Kansas. So all the things that you can participate and enjoy in every little town in Kansas. And then we have a couple books, A Prairie Peter Pan and From Emporia by Beverly Olson Buller. She's also a member of the William Allen White Community Partnership. So two books about the whites in Emporia. And then we have a publishing company right here in Emporia, Metalark Press. And so we are carrying some of their books here. And so we have a large selection of their titles, and so they're here at the gift shop now. And we have handmade rugs and by Barb Say, and a castle block set by her husband Mark Say. So lots of things happening here all the time. So come in and check that out.
Do you have any History Center swag down there, Greg?
We do have History Center swag, and we would be remiss if we did not. Swag is that's the watchword for 2022, swag.
Well, check it out at the Lyon County History Center Museum Store. And we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about what's going on at the Howe House.
Well, as we created a walking path down at the Howe House. And so go down and check that out from dawn to dusk. Some days, like yesterday, would have been fine. A little chilly today and tomorrow. But it's a half-mile walking track that extends from the native grass at the Howe House all the way back to the zoo and then back around back to the house. So check that out. And now that it's cold, and it's going to be cold, why don't you grab some hot chocolate and a blanket and watch a Welsh farmstead, the Howe House family from 1858 and beyond. That is a video that was created by the Humanities Kansas, ESB Financial, Center for Great Plains Studies, Emporia State University, Flint Hills Technical College, and the Lyon County Historical Society. So it's a DVD of the Welsh farmstead and the family. And it's quite interesting. So come by, pick you up a coffee, and go home and check that out.
And we can find that in the museum store, right?
That is right there in the museum store.
Next to the swag.
Next to the swag.
Part of the swag.
Waiting for you.
Awesome.
Waiting for you.
Good deal. Greg, anything else you wanted to touch base on before we close it down here this morning?
We are hoping that 2022 is different than 2021. We are moving forward to some hopefully moving forward to some semblance of normalcy. So we will start to be having more activities here at the History Center as the year progresses, more events, more activities. And so look forward to announcements on that. But yeah, we're excited about the new year and hopeful that we can return to some sense of normal programming.
And what are your current hours at the History Center, Greg?
We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
Sounds good. Well, Greg, thanks so much for joining us here. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, if not sooner. And again, folks, get those History Center memberships and get ready for that annual meeting.
Coming up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center Executive Director, with his biweekly update here. That 84th annual meeting coming up Tuesday, February the 8th. It is 9:02.
Headlines tell the story of a devastating COVID-19.